Most people think that the lives of children are easy. I'm investigating the challenges of childhood. Everyone thinks that it is so easy to be a child, so I wanted to see how it really is. I wanted to go in depth with how they were raised and how being the oldest or youngest affected them. First, I interviewed Kevin. He is 55. He has one brother and four sisters. He is the second oldest. They grew up on a farm in Fallcroft. Let's hear what he has to say about growing up with his older sister, whom he was only 18 months apart from.
We were close. We did everything together. We fought against other people together.
What about your brother and your sisters?
As a big brother, I defended them all.
Since you and Debbie were so close, how did this affect your relationship?
My older sister Debbie and I were very competitive about a lot of things. And I was given 2 sets of boxing gloves for Christmas. And I was punching a heavy bag. And Debbie saw me and she put on the other pair of gloves and she punched the heavy bag. And then it was to see who could swing the heavy bag furthest. And we got into that kind of thing. And it just seemed to be one contest after another with the boxing gloves on. And finally we got into a shouting match. And my father said, okay, let's settle this for real. Out front. So we went out to the front yard and broke my nose and I hit Debbie in the chin and knocked her tooth out.
Were you guys always rough?
We kind of decided this wasn't fun beating on each other.
Did you guys ever get jealous?
With all those kids, no, not that. Not really, not as much as you think. Until later in life. Not as kids.
What's your definition of the term older brother?
Well, the older brother, his job falls to become a protector. And his job is to make sure that everything goes right for him. And if my dad was mad at him, I'd get my dad mad at me instead. I'd take the beating.
What role did you play in your siblings' lives?
I was there to help them with everything, and I was there to influence them. Mostly keep them out of trouble.
When did you have to watch out for your siblings?
The one day Sean got in a fight, his first fight of his life, at about 9 years old. It was egged on by a 15-year-old, and I was, Christ, how, let's see, Sean, nine. I was probably about 17, and I told the kid to come on up and watch the fight. He come running up to watch the fight, and I turned around, grabbed the kid, put the kid through a fence. Sean's fight stopped while me and the older brother were fighting. I beat the daylights out of the kid for setting my brother up and making him get in a fight.
Did you ever have to give up anything for your siblings?
The first time I ever took Uncle Sean deer hunting was up in almost in New York. It was up in Binghamton, by Binghamton, New York. And that's real mountain country, real rugged. And you turn around and somewhere along the way while we were hunting that day, Sean lost his hat and it started snowing and freezing rain and you name it. So I ended up giving him my hat and I found a piece of tarp. Now, mind you, I'm all dressed in fluorescent orange. Sean's all dressed in fluorescent orange. And I find this old piece of canvas, and it's green. So I take it, and I make a hat out of it for myself. Well, I look like Great Pumpkin. This great big orange roly-poly thing with a green hat.
Did your older sister Debbie ever influence you?
We borrowed a couple of shotgun shells from my father's gun cabinet. And we took him and we put him in the dirt bank down the street. And me and Debbie had our bows and arrows and we shot at the shotgun shells with our bows and arrows. Yeah, we were brilliant children. Well, she wasn't a great shot and I was. And I hit that shotgun shell with an arrow. That was a bad idea because that shotgun shell exploded half that dirt pile, lit off the other shotgun shells, and the arrow pieces went flying back and just missed us. Not a good idea.
Did any of your siblings get more than any of the others?
Coming from a large family, 6 kids, my mother tried to make sure that nobody got jealous of the other. So, like on Easter, she'd sit there and count out jelly beans, make sure everybody had the exact same amount. So that way, and the same color too. Couldn't be, you know, like, 4 purples and 3 greens. Had to be 4 purples, 4 greens, 4 yellows That way nobody would fight over their Easter candy. And then you had people like my little brother Sean, who could actually detect the minutest ounce more of candy, cake, pie. Didn't matter what it was. If it was corn on a cob, he found the biggest one. He would invariably grab the biggest piece of anything, cake, you name it. And if you took it, and we did, and weighed it on a scale, it could have been 10 thousandths of an ounce more. He found the biggest piece.
What do you think was the nicest thing that you've done for your siblings?
Puffins. My sister Katie loved that show. She loved that show. Every day after school, she'd run home. She'd have to go watch this show. Well, one Saturday morning, I saw in the newspaper that H&R Puffin Stuff was at the McDade Mall. So I finagled the day off of work for my dad. I turned around, I didn't tell Katie, but I took all the kids and we went up to the McDade Mall. We walked up. That was a good 6.5-7 mile walk. We got there, they were all tired, they were all complaining. We got into the main entrance of the mall. Not 3 minutes after we were in there, in come these people in their costumes, H&R Puffin Stuff. Oh, the next thing you know, Katie's dancing all around the place. Everybody's happy. Everybody forgot they were tired and walked 7 miles. Katie just bouncing off the walls with them. She's singing with them and dancing with them. And they got up on stage. They actually dragged her up on stage to dance with them. And she was glowing. It was one of the best presents I ever gave myself.
Were there favorites?
Oh, there were favorites, yeah. I was my mother's favorite on the boy's side. My brother was my father's favorite on the boy's side. Katie was favored by my father. And Maureen Kelly was favored by my mother.
Why were you guys the favorites?
Because the favorites, each in their own way, presented problems to my parents. And they had to handle the problems, and whoever was more adept at handling the problem child took over that child.
What was so special about you guys?
I had a rebellious streak. Sean had insecurity problems. Maureen, she was the baby. Katie was born a premature baby at 2 pounds some odd ounces.
I also interviewed Barbara. She is 45 and she has one brother and one sister. She is the youngest. They grew up in a row home in South Philadelphia. How were your relationships with your brother and your sister?
We were pretty close when I was little, but because we were 5 years apart, I guess when she was a teenager, we rekindled it when I was about 19.
And what about your brother?
I've never really been close to my brother. He was like a cousin.
Now, were your brother and sister close?
They were very close.
Since you were the youngest, were you favored?
Sure, I was the youngest, so they would call me baby. And my brother and sister always thought that I had special treatment because of that.
How do you think Lisa felt growing up as a middle child?
Well, my sister still has middle child complex. She still feels like she was left out. She'd be the first one to tell you that middle children are not treated fairly.
Were you guys treated equal?
For instance, like our Easter basket. That we did share, actually. It was one basket. Everybody had the same. We all had a chocolate bunny inside the same size. But on Christmas, we all had different areas with our toys in it. And we got the same amount of toys. And
since you were the youngest, were you more vulnerable?
There was definitely moments that they were the atypical older siblings who got over on me. For instance, it was probably the first 6 years of my life that I would not drink soda at all. And that's because my brother and sister would tell me that soda burned your throat because it was acid. I also never ate condiments because they told me that they were bad. So I was the kid waiting for 20 minutes at McDonald's for a cheeseburger that had nothing on it. So yeah, I had a very limited diet, and it was usually because my brother and sister told me that things that they liked to eat were no good for me.
How else did they get over on you?
There was a store up on Broad and Snyder area called Lubell's, and they sold lingerie and socks in big giant bins. And you would like dig through them because you can get like 10 pair of socks for a dollar back in the day. And I remember when I was little, I used to cry because my mom would go to take me there and my brother and sister would tell me that's where they found me at. My mom and dad felt bad because I was in a Lubell's bin. So they took me home and kept me.
Did you guys all have equal chores?
No, that's probably the one area my mom and dad were not equal in. My brother had chores like bring out the trash once a week. My sister did a lot of household chores such as dishes. I definitely derived the benefit of being the baby.
Were there any times where your parents couldn't help you because they were too busy?
My father picked up a tradition that his father had, which was an Italian tradition brought over from Calabria, and that was to have a breakfast/brunch. And one of my older cousins would help dress me before I went to Mass because my mom and dad were busy.
Did you guys blame stuff on each other when you were younger?
We probably both did. I know I would try to blame some things on them. It wasn't quite that easy because I was younger, so the mistakes I made usually were easier to pinpoint to a smaller child, but sometimes I got away with things because they would get into much bigger trouble as teenagers, so little things I did didn't seem that bad to my parents.
Did you use your siblings?
I probably used them more as a cover.
Were there any times where you had to defend for one of your siblings?
When I was 21, we could start going out to nightclubs and stuff together. One time we were down in Virginia Beach. I remember we were in a nightclub and somebody said something to my sister and almost turned into a big brawl. It didn't, thank goodness, but I know even if my sister was wrong, I would have had her back.
Now, you and Lisa lived in that house for a while. I mean, you grew up there, and then you lived there until you guys were about 23 or 25. So how did the sibling rivalry change when you got older?
Well, we both have full-time jobs. I took night courses at college. By that point, what changed with the sibling rivalry was more so with guys. I remember somebody that I went to night school with came to visit me once. And I liked him. I thought he liked me. He kind of started looking at my sister. And that was pretty much the end of it. From that point on, I really didn't talk to him too much. The jealousy issue kicked in with me.
When you guys got older, were there still any jealousies?
So it's kind of strange, but even as you get older, there's still jealousy between siblings.
Nowadays, do you think your siblings would come if you needed help?
And I think that's one of the things about siblings that's pretty neat, is that they're always there for you no matter what, whether you're wrong or not. They're there for you.
So now you know. The age you are and which sibling you are can really impact you. As you heard from Barbara, being the baby was the easy life. As from Kevin, being the oldest brother, he had to watch out for all of his other siblings. And from Barbara's sister Lisa, being the middle child just might be the most troubling experience. And although you think that your siblings don't love you, even though you may grow apart, they will be there for you every step of the way. Thank you for listening to my section. Now let's listen to another section of Challenges of Childhood.